Hello, and welcome to the recap of our masterclass on five clues for communication ease. Each one of these clues is a shift in awareness to help you reduce communication anxiety, show up more authentically, and connect with others in speaking and writing. This masterclass shows you a new approach to communication. It's designed for hesitant, awkward, frustrated, and disheartened communicators who know that awareness is the mother of all change. Instead of faking it or believing that great communication is a gift given to few, I invite you to experience great communication as a whole way of being, rather than just a skill that you learn. Communication ease is your birthright, and it is already there within you. From this recap, you'll walk away with steps to create a personalized five-step action plan to develop your communication ease of your dreams. You can use these five must-have shifts in awareness to slip into communication ease anywhere, anytime, and in a way that is true to you. We'll go through five awareness shifts as practices to make communication ease your default setting, real life examples that you can apply to your own life, and myth busting reveals so that you can avoid the traps along the way. So pause here for a moment to consider, how long have you wanted more palpable sense of ease in your everyday and important communication moments? At Working with Voice, we approach communication as a way of being. I speak with people every day, whether it be friends, colleagues, or clients, who feel blocked in their business opportunities, dating conversations, giving talks, speaking up, blog writing, socializing, making new friends, networking, you name it. And the most common thing I hear over and over is, how do I know what to say? How do I know what to do? And what if I look stupid? My name is Thea May, and I'm the founder of Working with Voice and the co-creator of Voice for Life, a six-month group online facilitated experience where we shift your whole relationship with communication towards ease and empowerment. Alongside that, I coach individuals and teams who want to grow how they communicate. All our coaching is for those ready to embrace communication ease and empowerment as a way of being for the rest of their lives. My co-creator and I consider ourselves communication guides, and through our unique approach, we reframe great communication as a way of being instead of a skill that you learn. You already know how to be it. Consider that one person or few people who you just flow with, you've got vibes with. When you forget yourself and communicate freely, no second guessing, hesitancy, insecurities, just speaking and writing freely. Even if it's only with your chosen favorite person, it's already in there within you. Now, clients tell us that they feel so much freer in their communication and interactions with this approach. But perhaps most powerfully is the confidence that comes from knowing how you flow as you. This shift has transformed how people communicate in their day-to-day, as well as how they plan and prepare for things like high-stakes moments, important conversations, or significant pieces of writing. Our approach helps you find communication ease in whatever it is you feel blocked or awkward in. Before we dive into the five clues for communication ease and their strategies, take a moment to consider what usually happens for you at a moment of disconnect when speaking or writing. What sort of communication dynamics come into play? What communication tensions arise? What topics sometimes trip you up or cause you to tighten? Now consider how you generally respond in these moments. Do you clam up? Babble to fill the awkward silence? Use humour? Retreat to the fringes? Or even leave altogether or something else? What is it that you would most love to have more communication ease in? These five clues I'm going to share with you now are simple yet powerful. They're also the tip of the iceberg, really. Once you begin to experience communication as a whole way of being, rather than just a skill that you learn, there is so much more to explore and play with. So even if the strategy feels familiar, stay present, as perhaps you may experience it in a new way today. Remember, this is not your usual soft skills approach to communication. It is awareness, not skills based. Instead of focusing only on doing, we are feeling into being. I won't be telling you exactly what to do to get it right. Instead, I'm offering five different ways to bring your awareness towards what communication ease looks and feels like for you. This approach is transformative. And most importantly, only then can you fully embody and own it for yourself. Whilst this recap includes a practical way for you to connect with each shift in awareness, during our live events, we spend a lot more time with these practices, including time to share reflections and ask questions. So make sure to sign up for our events in the future and get the full experience of how to embody communication as a way of being. But don't worry, you can still get in touch via email or WhatsApp with your questions anytime. You can find those links in your emails from us, including our newsletters and also on our website. Okay, we're about to head into the first clue and its shift in awareness. Towards the end of the recap, I'll share steps for anyone who is curious about working with me. Okay, it's time to head into our first clue and its shift in awareness. Clue number one is insourcing instead of outsourcing. What do we mean by insourcing? Imagine having an inner source to guide you whenever you want to know what to say next, what to write next, what to do next, how to be next. Imagine an inner source that always has your back so you can relax. Imagine feeling that there is no need to rush, to fill each pause with words, or have it all figured out. Imagine there is only you speaking and writing for you freely at your natural pace from a deep well of your integrity. That's what happens when you ditch outsourcing and begin insourcing. It looks unique. It feels like being real and true to yourself. It sounds fresh and interesting. If you are not experiencing communication ease, perhaps you are outsourcing your communication to other people or situations and giving them power over what you say and write. Now that may be the person or a particular person or a place or a type of situation. It might be a boss or a partner. Whatever it is, you may be giving them power over what you choose to say and write. Communication ease is an inside job. It's rooted in who you already are, or maybe forgot. You access it by following your inner promptings. So what does this look like in practice? Here's an example. Someone I worked with recently wanted to post free-form, unscripted video content on social media. Arguably, this is the hardest kind of content because you have to be super confident. This meant that they would have to become very good at listening to their own nudges and intuitions as they created their videos on the go. The main issues were that they often did not connect with what was inspiring them to create the video when they started recording, or before they started recording. They were outsourcing their communication to what they thought sounded professional and imitating a video format that didn't feel true to them. This meant that they second-guessed themselves during the recording, becoming further disconnected from what inspired them to make the video in the first place. They were faking a confidence they didn't feel on the inside, and you could tell straight away. After working on insourcing by connecting with their inner nudgings and following their own intuition, their confidence grew enormously. They began to record videos that were full of life and creativity. They riffed live in the moment and came up with fantastic examples, metaphors and stories that they hadn't prepared or even remembered that they knew. This was all because their connection to their inner inspiration was now free-flowing. They were insourcing. Confidence now radiated from them from the inside out, and the content was really engaging. So the myth here is that I should copy others in order to fit in. This myth is rooted in the infamous should approach. It snags your communication ease on hooks like, I should belong here, or I should fake confidence on the outside until I feel it on the inside. Even I should parrot the way others speak and write. Now notice if this myth is living in your brain anywhere, or has ever lived in your brain. It likely has. Most of us will have felt this at some point. Whilst there is always a bit of a chameleon in how we communicate in order to fit in, it is vital that we listen to, trust, and follow our own inner nudgings. These intuitions and sensing show up in many different ways. Sometimes it's a prickle in your skin, a flutter in your stomach, a twinkle of an idea, or an urge to do something different this time. You can think of these nudgings as an inner guide. You are guiding yourself. Imagine that. And the chances are that you've already felt your inner guide nudging you. Okay, so one way that you can tune your awareness towards them is by remembering a recent or long ago time when you trusted yourself and went with your gut, did something different, made a great decision, took an action, or made a new connection. How did you know what to do? What did it feel like? What was different about you that day or that time? Jot your intuitions down for yourself, anything that feels relevant. Maybe you want to spend a few minutes reflecting and ask yourself, what do you notice about your inner wise promptings? These inner nudgings work like a compass or a guide. Without a strong connection to your own inner wisdom, this guiding role is often left open to anyone or anything that you let have it, and with devastating consequences, a growing lack of self-trust. Communication ease arises from a deep well of self-trust. By insourcing, you strengthen your connection with yourself and can make better sense of your intuition. So turn your awareness towards those wise nudgings from your inner knowing. Listen to your intuition instead of imitating others or giving away your power. Once you begin insourcing, you can then start to experiment. This is where the second clue comes into play. Okay, so clue number two is experimenting instead of controlling. What do we mean by experimenting here? It is as simple as acknowledging that there is stuff in your environment, the people, the place, the themes, the dynamics, that you can pick up on and play with. What is here now? What have you got to work with? It's like receiving a bunch of ingredients and making that you can make lots of different dishes with, and it's up to you what you choose to make. It looks playful and impromptu. It feels relaxed and energizing, and it sounds like trying things out. If you are not experiencing communication ease, perhaps you are controlling what is happening, maybe even with limited success, and possibly holding onto your agenda too tightly. Communication ease is about being responsive. It arises when you hold onto your agenda very lightly and follow the signals in the moment. So what does this look like in practice? Here's another example. A while back, I was helping someone prepare their wedding speech. They were genuinely terrified of public speaking, but it was important, so they wanted to work through it. Because they felt so unbelievably anxious about giving a speech, they wanted to make sure that they were in full control of every detail, including exactly how they were going to stand, how they were going to use their voice to animate what they were saying, the exact words they were going to say, including not going off script at all, and try to make sure everything went exactly as planned on the day. Now, we spent some time planning the stories that they were going to share as part of their speech, and how they could use their body to animate the speech and feel confident standing in front of everyone. It's a wedding, so it's all your friends or your family, like it's everyone who knows you more than you would like, perhaps. Once these stories were settled, we began to play and experiment, telling the same story in lots and different ways. The more they experimented, the freer they became. They even started to walk around while telling the stories. Through this less scripted and more responsive, dynamic exploration of different ways they could do their speech, they discovered that they were actually a very good and even funny storyteller. This really surprised them. Although they did still have a script on the day, and that made sense as there were a lot of details to remember, people to thank, etc., it was much lighter than where they'd started, more prompts than word for word. The speech on the day was a complete success. The whole congregation were in stitches. Even with a few stumbles here and there, they had the room fully captivated. They actually messaged me on the day to say how much they had enjoyed it. Can you imagine? They enjoyed it. It was a full 180. Now, the myth here that can live rent-free in your brain is that I have to know exactly what I'm doing before I jump in. This myth is rooted in a need for certainty. It snags your communication ease on hooks like, I need to look credible, as if I've got it together, or I have to avoid making mistakes or making a fool of myself, or even, I need to stay on script come hell or high water. As you can see, once you know how to riff off the signs and signals, you become much more responsive. Chances are that you already know what it feels like to riff in the moment, even if only with a close friend. A great way to tune your awareness towards this is to always use something somebody has just said. Now, there are only two rules to follow here. You must start what you say with the phrase, yes, and you must mention something that the other person had just said and build on it. It really is as simple as listen to what the other person has just said, or maybe someone's written you a text message, pick up on something that piques your interest and begin what you say with yes, and then whatever it is that you're picking up on, say something that connects with that. And you can do that basically infinitum. So notice how it feels coming up with what you say in the moment, rather than planning or preparing what you're going to say, and perhaps missing some of the clues that are there for you to build upon. Whilst the verbal tool yes and is an amazing way to connect and build relationships, it's not the only way by any means. It's just one way and one experiment that you can play with. There are so many others. The trick here is to stay curious so you can pick up on and use what's actually occurring. Communication ease emerges from being adaptable. It is okay and even advisable to have a plan or an agenda, but hold it lightly. Weave your intentions into the situation, making them relevant to the other things happening, things being said, or even sensing the best timing. Tune your awareness towards what's happening around you and play with it. Allow the moment to inspire you instead of following your agenda. So now that you have some self-trust and you've begun to experiment, you can start to celebrate what you already have and lead with it. So clue number three is celebrating instead of lamenting. So what do we mean by celebrating here? The strong likelihood is that you are already seen as having a communication gift. Your partner, friends, family, or colleagues may have even thanked you for a specific communication quality in the past, such as listening, clarifying, summarizing, playing, speaking up, or asking good questions. This quality people reflect back to you is something you can celebrate and even lead with as you communicate. It looks like letting yourself be seen and heard. It feels like honoring your communication strengths. It sounds like speaking and writing without self-consciousness. If you are not experiencing communication ease, perhaps you are lamenting that you aren't a great communicator yet and focusing on what you feel you lack rather than what you're innately good at. Communication ease comes from a sense of enoughness. It grows the minute you stop second-guessing yourself or doubting that you are a good communicator. You start acknowledging your enoughness in your gifts in particular areas and use your own communication strengths in service of what's really important. And although it may not be perfect, it will certainly be enough. So what does this look like in practice? One of my clients had always identified as a joker in a chatterbox and saw this trait as a negative thing, never feeling professional and often lamented about being taken seriously in their work. This meant that they often felt nervous and unsure of themselves in important meetings and conversations, especially client meetings or high stakes moments. After taking time to reflect on the advantages of their free-flowing, chatty, and even witty communication style, they were able to embrace its gifts. Their way of communicating often lifted the room. They effortlessly came up with new ideas and suggestions and always had a story to hand. Their colleagues and employees loved their fun vibe, but also knew that they took their work really seriously. The two coexisted. Once they accepted that this was an innate part of who they are, and they were able to start celebrating this quality and even lead with a feeling of enoughness, it changed everything. In fact, instead of trying to hide this part of their way of being, this person began to bring it front and center in how they facilitated training and led meetings and communicated with clients. They found that all their nerves dropped away because they were no longer worried about being judged as unprofessional. And they were even able to be more spontaneous with how they presented their ideas to potential clients. So the myth here is I have to stand back until I become a great communicator, until I can do it all. This myth is rooted in the comparison game. It snags on your communication. It snags your communication ease on hooks like, I'm not in their league, so I'm not showing my face. Or, I don't feel comfortable in a room full of better communicators, quotations. Even, I'm not as good a speaker or writer as so-and-so. Whilst there is a structure to many communication moments, such as public speaking, making new friends in social situations, or sharing your ideas, or even having a job interview, communication ease will always come from being yourself in these different situations and leading with your innate strengths. Chances are that you already have a sense of what you are innately good at. This may seem surprising, but the best way to tune your awareness towards this quality is through compliments. So for a practice, take a moment here to remember any compliments you've been given about who you are or how you show up. They might be things people say that they're grateful for about you or things people have thanked you for. Sometimes it's something people often ask you to do, perhaps a particular task or communication style thing, because they can see that you're good at it. Once you have something in mind, this is telling you something about your innate communication gift. Next, you turn it into a statement of fact. Now, the language is really important here. Be sure to own it as a way of being rather than express it as a skill that you have. The difference sounds like this. I am a good listener, rather than I am good at listening. Or maybe I am a confident public speaker, rather than I am good at public speaking. Can you feel and hear the difference? You can turn this into a mantra or a reassuring statement once you find what your language is. You can use it in lots of different ways. You can even remember it or bring it into mind when you're feeling a little bit of communication, anxiety, or doubt. Consider this quality that others recognize in you already as a communication gift that you have. Great communication is not about being all things to all people. It's about being enough to yourself and then present with others from a place of enoughness. Consider your good friends and those people you connect with most strongly. Likelihood is that you go to different people for different things already, different qualities that they have naturally. One person for a deep philosophical chat, someone else for fun times, someone else for taking a problem to a personal problem. This is because you recognize their gifts. Keep bringing your awareness to what people recognize in you already. Believe the evidence coming back at you and start to celebrate that you what you already are. Tune your awareness towards your gifts and celebrate them. This means leading with your strengths instead of bemoaning your weaknesses. So you can now listen to your intuition, allow the moment to inspire you, and lead with your strengths. So we're heading into clue number four. Clue number four is connecting instead of disconnecting. What do we mean by connecting here? Obviously, communication is about connecting, but what we mean here is to connect with the overall purpose of your communication. What is it aiming towards? Is the reason for speaking or writing at that moment to share an idea, to reconnect with someone, to slow things down, to open up a discussion, to clarify something? You get the gist, right? It changes all the time. Once you know what your communication is for, what it's leading towards, it then becomes easier to know what to say or do. It looks like you're fully present with all the lights on. It feels like you're in harmony with yourself, your audience, and the moment. And it sounds like you're coherent and lucid. If you are not experiencing communication ease, perhaps you are disconnecting from yourself and others and tuning out or turning away. Communication ease comes with focusing on purpose. It comes with dovetailing what you say or write with a deeper purpose of the communication moment. So what does this look like in practice? Well, I had a client who was preparing for a job interview. Their challenge in these situations was that they never knew what to say and would find themselves disconnecting from themselves and even the situation itself. They'd go quiet rather than risk saying something wrong, right? And because yet they had disconnected, their fear was well-founded because they were not able to sense where the connection and aliveness was in the interview. By working on connecting with themselves and the interviewer and the content that was coming up, the themes, that they were able to listen for little cues and themes in the conversation that had aliveness. This meant that they asked follow-up questions or brought things up again that they could be certain would connect, because they had been mentioned by the interviewer and it had come from a purposeful and connected place within them. This was very different to the introspective place of self-doubt. And they ended up getting the job, and it was their dream job. So massive win. So the myth here, living rent-free in your brain, might be that great communication requires effort and skill. This myth is rooted in the performance approach to communication. It snags your communication ease on hooks like, I have to look polished, or even I have to feel confident at all times, or perhaps I have to sound like I know what I'm talking about. Actually, great communication is purposeful and resonates. It can pause and ponder. It can bubble up in a flurry of excitement. What matters is that it feels congruent, that it connects with where the communication is going. Chances are that you have a sense of this type of purpose and what it feels like already. A great way to tune your awareness towards this is by exploring how you answer the dreaded question, what do you do? The purpose here is to share something of who you truly are and even stimulate a deeper conversation by offering themes for the listener to pick up on rather than just reach for the easiest or shortest answer. These moments are opportunities to connect after all. So a structure I would suggest you play with is present, past, future. So the present is your name and something that about you currently, your skill set or interests, depending on whether you're doing a worky one or a social one. Past is something relevant that tells us about your background, again, linking it to the skill set or interest that you just shared. And future is speaking into your intentions for interest in and desire for the future, also linking to the skill set and interest that you shared at the beginning. So for a professional version, it might sound like this. I'm a qualified accountant and I used to work for a traditional firm, but now I take on my own clients. I work with single mothers to pass on the skills of budgeting and managing their money more easily. So make up your own using the structure of present, past, future, and consider how it feels to speak about yourself in this purposeful way. Remember, you can also do it for social situations using themes and interests that are like hobbies and things that you're interested in to share a little bit more about you. So you are not an island when you communicate. It is always in relation to something or somebody else. Move your communication beyond yourself and ask yourself, where is this communication going? What can I offer here that connects? What is the purpose here? By bringing in purpose in this way, it can act like another guide. You have your inner nudgings guiding you your communication from the inside. So this is the similar thing, but guiding you from the outside so that you are aligned with the people or audience you are communicating with in the situation or context you are in. It also goes one step further and aligns you with where your communication is headed. In our practice there, it was to make new connections with aligned people, kind of attract the right people towards you that would resonate with you by what you say. You're putting out little olive branches, if you like, of like, hey, are you interested in this? So tune your awareness towards your audience, the deeper purpose of the communication moment, and what's needed. Try dovetailing how and what you communicate with the deeper purpose of the moment. All right. You have now experienced 4 of the 5 shifts in awareness that bring ease into how you communicate. Listening to your intuition, allowing the moment to inspire you, leading with your strengths, and dovetailing with the deeper purpose of the communication. So, before I share the 5th and final clue, I'm going to pause here for a few minutes to share some information about next steps to working with me on your communication ease, if you are interested. Your communication ease is already within you. Like I said at the beginning, hopefully you're starting to get a tangible sense of that already. Reflecting on the thousands of people I have supported into becoming free-flowing communicators, I've noticed one common thread. In every case, it was something that they weren't being. They weren't sitting their innate communication ease. Most didn't know how, some didn't realize how important it was, and others thought that they just didn't have the gift. And I imagine this is starting to resonate in some way after going through these 5 clues. So until the end of the month, I have a special offer for you. If bringing more ease and enjoyment into your communication is a priority for you this year, we're in 2023 right now. Until the 31st of January, you can pay a deposit of £300 and save your spot on any coaching with me that starts this year, whether it's June or October. People have used this coaching to help them find their own voice in social posts or social media of any kind, creating a structure that works for them. They've also used it to prepare to start dating again in their 40s after 20 years of marriage and a fresh divorce, or become a leader that they want to be with their growing team in new and inspiring ways that feel totally aligned. Approaching communication as a way of being helps you ditch communication as performance and embrace your inner unique and authentic self. Instead of feeling like you don't know what to say or do next, know how to read, decode, and act on those communication signals in the moment. You can also drop the one size fits all and lead into your innate communication gift and know how to use its strengths. And you can stop holding back or waffling and align what you say and write with the overall purpose of communication itself. And you can also let go of the negative stories and judgments and use your awareness to bring you into the beating heart of communication experience as it unfurls. So this special offer is for January only. I don't usually offer a deposit system, so feel into whether this is the year for you to shift your communication towards ease and joy. The year where you take up speaking opportunities to share your work or start making new friends out and about, or ask those questions you always put off or raise that issue that actually really bothers you. I've opened up some extra spots in my calendar this month to chat things through, ask any questions that you might have about the coaching. You can also find lots more info over on the webpage, and all of those links are in the emails that you get from us or on the website itself. So, right, let's head into the last clue. Clue number 5, toggling instead of looping. So, what do we mean by toggling? As you may have guessed, by now your awareness is not a fixed thing. You can shift it and direct it as you choose. This fifth and final shift is the act of zooming in and out on how you relate to the communication situation, theme, or moment as it's happening. Much like when you zoom in or out or get closer to a picture, when you get close, you see the detail of how it's made, its textures and its tones. And when you zoom out, you stand back and can receive it as a whole. So zooming your awareness in and out as you communicate allows you to tune into different ways of relating to what is happening. This includes how you feel about the communication in that moment, how you perceive the other person or people, or what you think of the topic or theme as a whole. This zooming in and out helps you unhook from negative self-talk, being overjudgmental of others, or becoming strongly triggered by a particular theme. In this way, you can stay more open and fluid. It looks like being nimble on your feet, and it feels like shifting beat by beat. And it sounds like saying or writing whatever is called for. If you're not experiencing communication ease, perhaps you are looping, going round and round on the carousel of past experiences and assuming you're doomed to repeat the past, or slipping up on well-trodden stories that you have about particular people or topics. Communication ease comes from being free. It's multifaceted. It arises from being aware of it all and being nimble. So what does this look like in practice? Here I want to share a personal example. A few years ago, I was on an airplane from Florida to Seattle in the United States, and I got talking to the person next to me, as you do. I don't remember how, but we got straight onto the topic of Donald Trump, and she shared with me that she had voted for him. Now, I felt a wave of judgment come up towards her, including frustration and thinking that she was ignorant, because it was in strong disagreement with my own views. In the past, I might have over-identified with my own views and then tried to convince her to change her mind about him and see him in the same way that I did. I felt that I was too close, that I was at risk of believing my judgments and dismissing her altogether, so I needed to zoom out and consider the bigger picture. I toggled my awareness. Once I did that, I became curious. I wanted to know why she had voted for Donald Trump. How exciting to have a real-life Trump supporter in front of me. I could finally ask all those questions I'd had. I'd never met a Trump supporter in real life. So instead of seeing her as a downside to my journey, I felt elated to speak with her. The conversation that followed was incredibly rich. She was very open to sharing her reasons for voting for him, and I shared my reasons for why I would never vote for him. And this could only happen because neither of us felt that the other was being judgmental. I definitely had to toggle a few more times while I spoke, as I felt myself get judgmental again or my curiosity drop away. But it was easy because I had already done a big toggle at the beginning to shift how I was relating to the interaction as a whole. In the end, we both agreed that based on what we had each shared, we would make the same decision as the other person if we were them. That is true empathy in action. I find this a remarkable ending point considering where my judgment had started. And to top it all off, she offered to put me up in her home overnight so that I didn't have to stay in an airport hotel to catch my connecting flight. Isn't that wild? So the myth here, the final myth, is that I'm a product of my communication history. This myth is rooted in the victim mentality. It snags your communication ease on hooks like, I am beyond hope and help, or I feel like a failure even before I start, even someone or something else is to blame. You can think of toggling like when you get snagged on a door handle or a branch, you gotta step back and release the snag and then step forward to continue moving. Your negative communication stories or judgments of others are no different. When you become snagged on your stories, you cease to communicate freely. By toggling your awareness, you can become free feeling, free sensing, free listening, free creating, free from anxiety, ultimately free to respond unencumbered with ease. Chances are that you already toggled before. Here's how you can tune your awareness towards it. So this final practice is based on remembering a recent disagreement or falling out that you have had or a tension. It can either be something you reacted to or something you didn't respond to at the time, but it still bothered you. You are going to replay the situation in your mind and using toggling, shift your awareness around. The goal here is to notice when you get snagged or when you got snagged and to toggle. You can also use toggling to bring in different perspectives. Okay, so use this framework. Consider how you feel or what you think about this topic. Consider how the other person or people might feel or think about the topic or theme. And what else does this theme or topic link to or connect with? And finally, based on that awareness that you bring in through toggling, what will you do next time? Or what would you do if you got to do it again? What would you do differently? Consider the difference toggling makes to how you would approach this type of communication challenge in the future. Does toggling require self-awareness? Yes, of course. And that is the defining quality of each of these five clues. Toggling can transform a dynamic from disempowering, blocked, or altogether shut down into one that moves from moment to moment again with ease. By helping yourself to become unstuck or unhooked from your negative stories, judgments, or reactions, you become free to respond with more choice. You can respond in brand new ways to familiar situations. Become aware of what's alive right now instead of replaying old tapes. Tune into it all. So there you have it. Five clues to communication ease by shifting your awareness. This approach to communication is rooted in approaching it as a way of being. It relies on how you fluidly relate to it in the moment rather than step by step what you do. The first step in all change is awareness. Just having awareness in the moment is a massive deal already, even if you don't change the habit there and then. You can still celebrate that. All of the shifts we have explored today happen in an environment of awareness. And the more aware you become, the greater the change you can make. As you can see from the examples, this approach can be used in so many different types of communication or situation. It therefore becomes less about the skill for that situation and more about how you are being in that context when you are coming at it with ease. No matter how you want to grow as a person, you will likely be able to access this growth through how you communicate. After all, communication is the mother of all change. So whatever it is, If you are ready to do it with a greater sense of ease, then save a coaching spot for when you are ready to get on with it this year. Honestly, if this is a priority for you, then I encourage you to WhatsApp me or jump on a call with me and chat it through. Thank you for listening to these 5 essential shifts in awareness for communication ease. Let us know what you think of them, how they're landing with you, how the practices go. You can email us on coaching@workingwithvoice.com or drop us a WhatsApp via the link in your email or on the website. And as I said, if bringing more ease and enjoyment into your communication is a priority for you this year, then consider taking up that £300 deposit offer this month in January and save your spot for coaching with me no matter when you start this year. I've got 20 coaching spots this year and one of them could be yours. Communication ease is your birthright and the seeds of it are already there within you. So make 2023 the year that you shift your communication away from anxiety and effort and towards ease and enjoyment. Thank you for listening.